when Robert Downey was working on some of his projects, he did not see Iron Man coming. He just saw another actor that was doing things. You never know when you will become a superhero. And that's the beauty of life. You can go from being challenged, having difficulties in your life, wondering if you're going to be stuck in that same place, to the next thing you know, you are soaring in places that you could only have imagined. That's where I believe people are headed. That whole idea of the miracle mentality is don't live in the mundane, don't stay in the messy, don't stay in the madness, but make room for the miracles. And I think that so many of us that we get so caught up in the mundane, and then the mundane escalates to the messy, and then it escalates to the madness, which is the chaotic, that man, where's the magical? When we were kids, it was like, can we play? No, but you gotta clean your room. But then can I play? But then you gotta go to school. But then can I play? Remember, we were always looking for magic. You begin to see those things that have not yet happened as though they're possible. So before I became great friends with Oprah, I saw myself being great friends with Oprah. So when we started talking a lot, it didn't throw me off. I've envisioned these conversations. This is some mind-boggling stuff, but I saw it before it even happened.
No kidding.
I saw it. 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 It's a destiny, it's a faith, and it's the power of the imagination. And what I believe is that I was just in alignment with what heaven was saying about Tim's story. Every week of my life, I really go back to the innocence of my childhood. I go back to Motown music, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, because it clicks me back to little Timmy from Compton. So now, even though I've been on this journey for 61 years, I have a very childlike spirit, but I think that's important. Mindset to me is it's a perspective, it's a point of view, it's another vantage point. And so when we were lower income in Compton, we had never seen anything like we were about to view a few days later. When I went to Disneyland as a 7-year-old and I saw Tomorrowland, Frontierland, and I saw all these different lands, and I saw Mickey Mouse up close, Donald Duck up close, the fireworks show at 9:30 at night. Whoa, my life changed. It was all about a different perspective from Compton, California, and the things I saw there, going to Disneyland. And so mindset is a different perspective. You know, there's times in life where you just want to shout, where life is at a high volume. And could be the first time somebody falls in love, you just wanna shout. It could be you're successful in your job, you just wanna shout. But there are times where you're disappointed and things don't work, and then you're disappointed again and disappointed again. And it feels like, watch this play on words, life has knocked the shout out of you. And that shout goes down to a whisper. And if you notice, a lot of people that you grew up with, they don't have a shout anymore. Their shout became a whisper. It's like, hey, how's it going? Well, step by step. How's your marriage going? Okay. How's your job? Okay. And they find themselves in the land of okay. But I believe you can get your shout back. To get your shout back, the first thing you got to do is get tired of being tired. And that's how I was, being in a lower income family. So everything was almost. I was tired of being tired, tired of being regular, tired of being this. And so I made a choice that, man, I'm gonna do three things. Here we go. Number one, we learn from education. Number two, that's why I'm glad that you're doing this, we learn from conversation. Number three, we learn from observation. So I begin to educate myself, I begin to have better conversations, and I begin to watch people around me that got the shout back. And I emulated and started following what they did. I think you gotta prosper where you're planted. Like, if you are a freshman in college, prosper where you're planted. Don't always, like, be looking at what I'm going to do when I'm going to graduate. Be in your freshman year. Be present in your sophomore year. Be present in your junior year. Be present in your senior year. So as you prosper where you're planted and you build your spot, life will put the spotlight on your spot. You know, a lot of people, they just think about manifesting something. But in the law of the harvest, I teach you got to plow the ground. You got to plant the right seed. Then you got to water the seed, which is repetition. And then you'll reap the harvest. And I feel that some people, they get really frustrated in the plowing, planting, and the watering, but they don't realize the payday is on its way. Growing up in a lower income family, everything is a fight for space. And then what takes place is that my father goes to get my mother food. He goes through a green light and bless this guy's heart, wasn't paying attention, runs a red light, hits my father, and my father dies. Now that's very difficult for any family, but my father was the energy of the family. He was the financial backer of the family. My mother didn't even know how to drive. And so now he is like taken out. And I'll never forget, the family went from like a feeling of warmth to just a feeling of like silence and pain. We all have what I call life interruptions. An interruption is a disturbance. You've had them, I've had them. It could be when somebody's young and they get ill, or their parents get divorced, or in this case, my father passed. So it's a life interruption. And then when most people have that life interruption or setback, they don't know how to get out of it. And so that's one thing that I think created a calling in me, that I wanted to help more people that had life interruptions find a way up and out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.